It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Amen. It's the 30th of the month. God bless you. Happy Monday to everybody. And we're glad that you're with us worshiping the Lord together here at Torso in the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. My dear brothers and sisters, it's time to open up with a word of prayer. And my wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together to be able to once again open up your word. We pray that your spirit would teach us the things we need to know as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. Help us, Lord, always to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw close to you. For these times are short and you are soon to come. May we be ready. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
And we're in Daniel 10 as we talk about God's control over the nations, God's control over the nations. We're in Daniel chapter 10, brothers and sisters, if you'd like to follow on, but I'll be reading Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, in this day, in these days of turmoil, in these days of war, in these days of unfortunate bloodshed and climactic disasters, we know that you are in control of this world. These things are prophesied, and this is the hand of the devil as he is trying to put blame on you. But it's his last stand, for probation is about to close. And we know Jesus is about to come. We ask that you would please bless us, Lord, that we will stand faithful these last days in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, Daniel chapter 10. The Bible says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full years. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is called Hiddekel, and that is called the Tigris River, by the way, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed with linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as the lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone, and I saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me up on my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. When he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Now, brothers and sisters, what had happened? Daniel had been fasting and he had been praying, because remember, if we go back to Daniel 9 and verse 2, it says, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years of the desolations of Jerusalem. Okay, so this is in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus of the Medes. That was in Daniel 9. And so now you've got the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia. So you have Darius, Cyrus. And what happened, brothers and sisters, is he's concerned about his people. He wants his people to be able to go back to Jerusalem. And so this is the angel Gabriel saying he had been trying to convince the king of Persia to do what he was supposed to do, but the king of Persia withstood him. The devil in the king of Persia withstood him. And then he called for Michael, the angel, the archangel, which is Jesus, and he came. And it is true that decrees were made by Darius, by Cyrus, and then finally by Artaxerxes. Then the one from Artaxerxes is the one that was to restore and to build. The rest of them were to build Jerusalem. So he was trying to understand by Jeremiah's prophecy that it was time. He understood by Jeremiah's prophecy that it was time for his people to be able to go back to Jerusalem. That was his hope and joy and prayer. He didn't understand why they were still there. And so Gabriel said, listen, the king of Persia was withstanding me, meaning that he was withstanding the urging of the angels and of the Holy Spirit. Extra power from heaven came. Michael himself, Jesus himself came. Brothers and sisters, the title of this message is the power, the control of the nations. God is in control of the nations. And so it doesn't matter who's in the office in England, who's the prime minister, who's the president of the United States, who is the president of Russia. God is still in control. And prophecy reveals things that are going to happen, have happened, and are happening. Okay. And so we should put our trust in God. Even the evil that you see, the just prevalent, brothers and sisters, I can tell you, it's not looking good for America. Okay. Prophetically, it's going to go into what we would call national apostasy, and it's going to lead to national ruin. And so God wants his people to be prepared to help people with their health issues during critical times of famine and great sickness, pandemics, so on and so forth, as well as us being spiritually prepared, because the freedoms that we have here in our country will all go away. And there will be a major movement to honor the day that the papacy, the Roman Catholic Church, actually established. That's what the Bible teaches. And so, we need to know, and we learn from Daniel, that God is in control of the nations. All right, let's get back here. Verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. So I believe that references Daniel chapter 9, verse 2, which I just read, where Daniel had in a previous time been praying and fasting and asking God regarding his people being able to return to Jerusalem, as was prophesied. He says, but the prince of Persia withstood me, and 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And behold, one like the similitude of the Son of Man touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake, and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remained no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. When I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. Okay, so the bottom line, brothers and sisters, is God is letting him know that he's going to prevail against the prince of Persia. Persia would allow God's people to go back, God's people at that time, to go back to Jerusalem. But he's also letting Daniel know that the kingdom of Greece is going to take over the kingdom of Persia. And this is before it happened, brothers and sisters. So many times you have the statute of Daniel 2, which show Babylon, Medo Persia, Greece, Rome. God knew ahead of time everything. Then you have the story, the animal kingdoms of Daniel 7, Babylon, Medo Persia, Greece, the lion, the bear, the leopard, and then the terrible beast, which was Rome. And then you have him telling, now he's in Persia, and he's saying Grecia will come after that and take over. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scriptures of truth. And there is none that withholdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. So, brothers and sisters, God is in control of the nations, and before it happened, God said it. What does the Bible tell us in the book of Isaiah 46, 9 and 10? It says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. I think we should memorize that, friends, from the King James Version. You see, I'm getting us back to memorization. Let's memorize that. It's a very important scripture when you start studying prophecy. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. That's Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. God is in control. He's in control of President Trump, former President Trump. He's in control of President Biden. He's in control of the Senate. He's in control of the Congress. God is in control of the nations. He's in control of the climate. All of these things, God is in control. That doesn't mean that all the bad things that they do, God is responsible for. No, Satan, they give their hearts to Satan, and he is working through them. But God is still going to keep his promises to his people. Brothers and sisters, it was humanity that catapulted this world into sin, and God is going to eventually, very soon, end the great controversy between Christ and Satan. We have to choose which side we're on. Once you choose Jesus, my friends, he's the only one that will give you peace. He's the only one that will show you loving justice along with tremendous amounts of mercy. It is only Jesus, friends, that gives you power over the devil. So let's serve him today. Amen? Let's do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Bless us this day that your Holy Spirit will fill us. And we thank you for all you've done for us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my friends. We're going to be taking a little break, and we'll be back to hear a health message from Sister Lenny. And that message is entitled, How Food Becomes Energy. So let's take a little break, and we'll be back in a little while.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know. God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to torso. Of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole night. the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen. We'll now hear from Sister Lenny on the topic, how food becomes energy.
Good morning. Happy Monday. How food becomes energy. The human body is complex, made up of millions of cells, all of which have jobs to do. All those cells require energy. When you consume food, your digestive tract breaks it down and sends out molecules to the cells, where the cell's mitochondria then require certain nutrients and enzymes to extract energy. These nutrients are often depleted by the modern lifestyle, complete with stress, lack of sleep, and poor diet. The most important nutrients that contribute to energy are the B vitamins, vitamin C and E, iron, and pantothenic acid. I'm going to share with you the vitamins, and then I'm going to share with you the food that has those vitamins in it. Thiamine, buckwheat sprouts, garlic, sunflower seeds, other seeds, and nuts. Riboflavin, dark leafy greens, parsley, broccoli, prunes. Niacin, brown rice, peanuts, wheat bran. Biotin, carrots, romaine lettuce, Swiss chard, tomatoes. Folic acid, asparagus, blackberries, cabbage, kale, spinach. All of those are B vitamins. This is a C vitamin. Asparagus, broccoli, citrus fruits, cranberries, kale, mangoes, papayas, parsley, strawberries, watercress. Vitamin E, asparagus, carrots, spinach, tomatoes, watercress. Iron, apples, blackberries, beets, and greens, carrots, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, parsley, pineapple, strawberries with chard. Pantothenic acid, broccoli, cauliflower, and kale. Those vegetables give you lots of energy. This morning's health message is coming from Juice It, page 15. Thank you, and may you have a happy day today. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Lenny. That was beautiful. That was wonderful. And the phone lines are open, brothers and sisters. Who has a comment, testimony, prayer request? We're here to share with you at this time. And if you're on Facebook, just type any comment or question that you have. We'll start with roll call. We've got Sister Vicky from Georgia, Sister Glorious from Virginia. Sister Vicky says good morning to everybody. Sister Gloria says good morning to everybody. Brother Peyton out of North Carolina saying good morning to us all. We've got Sister Angela out of South Carolina. We've got Sister Bernadette saying good morning also to everyone. We've got Sister Selena saying happy new week to us from Virginia. And on the call, we have the following states represented. We have Ohio. We have Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware. Delaware. Delaware again. And we also have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again. We have Georgia. So welcome to everyone, and we're glad that you're with us today. And if there's any comments, questions, anything you want to share, press *6 or type away on Facebook. All right, we've got Oklahoma on the line, and I'll be reaching out to you, dear sister, a little later, okay? All right, let's take this call. Good morning.
Good morning. Always thanks and praise to the Lord. Thank you for your message this morning. Have a prayer request. It's been about 5 weeks that anyone have heard from my child. You know, she's out there, you know, homeless and everything. And I've been really praying for years, but I've been praying and just really asking God to bring her back to Him. And, you know, I'm standing on faith that God has heard the prayers of everyone. from my past that has been praying for her and a mother's prayer. So, you know, he hasn't put it in my spirit that, you know, something is not, she's not alive. But really this morning I thought, I said, you know, how would I even call the counters? How would I even call them? You know, because she has no identity on her. So I'm just really praying that God will allow, I've reached out to the facilities, jails, and mental facilities. Well, that was a couple of weeks ago, so I probably need to do that again. But generally when she get in places like that, because she has been in places like that, because this has been happening, this has been a long time, but she usually reaches out to her child's father all the time, and but he has not even heard from her in 5 weeks, so it's been a long time. Her name is Jessica, and I am asking that, you know, God to give her a safe haven, restore her, and that's my prayer request. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for allowing us to join you in prayer for this. Very important. Very important. God bless you. We'll be praying for sure.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to share anything this morning?
Pastor?
Yes,
I'm asking,
ma'am.
I'm requesting for the young lady that just spoke. I will be praying for your daughter every day, 3 times a day. I am requesting special prayer for a individual who has just totally lost their way. They are very disruptive in their home. They're one way at church, but when they come home, they're a totally different person. I'm asking for a special prayer for them, that God would open their eyes and that they would give themselves back to the Lord so that they could get direction to where they're supposed to go and what they're supposed to do, and stop mistreating people. So I'm just asking a special prayer for that individual.
Amen. 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 Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything at this time? All right. Well, we'll ask my lovely wife, Andrinda, to take us to the throne of grace, remembering these prayers and other prayers. We want to remember our brother and sister that are in jail, and I'll be giving an update in a little while regarding that. Let's pray.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true and your promises are sure. We pray for Jessica. Lord, she's been missing now for about 5 weeks. No one has heard or seen her. The family, especially the mother, is extremely concerned about her whereabouts and her condition. This is a mother who is asking for a safe haven, for her to be returned. And Lord, only you know her circumstances. You know the situation. You have heard many prayer requests many times, over and over, asking for her to be safe, for her to be returned. And Lord, only you can answer these petitions. Only you know where she's at. We pray that you would comfort this family and that you will bring Jessica awareness back to this family. Let them know where she is, Lord. When the mother makes the contact today to the different centers that Jessica has been acquainted with throughout her life, as she has been on this unfortunate journey, we pray that they would have an update and can provide information. We pray for the person who has lost their way. We don't know everything that's involved in their life, but apparently they are one way at church and another way when they're not at church. We pray, Lord, that you would help them to seek you and to understand that now is the time to draw close to you and not away from you. Now is the time to seek you, Lord, and to turn away from evil and to be able to serve you faithfully and fully with a pureness of heart. And we pray that for not just for this person, we see this happening with others, Lord. But we do know that there are tears and weep in the church. And Lord, we just pray that as your angels will make their separation, that those that are faithful to you will be able to stay with you. We know there is a falling away that is happening. And we just pray, Lord, as we see our brothers and sisters heading in that direction, that it would not be too late for them to turn away and to seek your face fully. Pray for our friends that are in jail. We ask that you would help their cases and that you would bring them out of bondage into the life of being able to serve you freely and fully. For all are prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our closing song, brothers and sisters, is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship.